Welcome to the Prophecy Club. If you miss part of this, you're going to miss a lot. I've got three very important messages to share with you today. And sad to say, they all confirm that there is a storm heading this way. So as a matter of fact, I really probably ought to call this, what is the storm? Is it an internal revelation? Massive arrests, dollar devaluation, a UFO disclosure, or all of the above? It might be all of the above. So the first one comes from this pretty little lady called Ahava Sarah Fisher. It's called Rest and War Coming. I looked at her site. She has Henry Groover on there, and just glancing through, it looked pretty impressive to me. And plus, I think it confirms other things that we've already been told. So she says, in the dream, I was in a large house, and people were all there from all walks of life in the house, meaning America. I understand that it represented America, and suddenly there were invaders in the house that came in. In other words, foreigners, immigrants, illegal aliens coming into our nation, through the southern border mostly. Suddenly there were invaders in the house that came in. They were trespassing. They came in with weapons. They were very immature, young, and juvenile. They were delinquents and hooligans with weapons. They loved causing chaos and causing America to run amok. They delighted in the power that had been given them. They're ready to terrorize. Does that sound like what's been coming through our southern border the last 3 years? Does to me. Everybody started fleeing. I understood that I was not to get involved in the physical battle. I just simply understood that I had to be hidden. I think that's very good advice. In other words, when these foreigners that have come into our nation illegally start causing trouble, don't get involved. Just stay out of it. I think that's good wisdom here. I looked for a place to hide. I see a sofa. Below the sofa was a very narrow place. I managed to get in there and hide. I think it's talking about being hid in Christ, okay? I didn't hesitate. I know outside there's commotion and conflict all around, but nobody else can see me. I was surprised at how peaceful and calm it was. I was in a rested state. I was relaxed. This chaos wasn't disturbing me. How many times have we been told this, that God is going to protect us from the storm, those people that are truly in Christ? The fact that everybody seemed to be in an uproar above the sofa, and I felt like it was above ground. In other words, wasn't touching her. That's important now. Then the end of that season for that house to be trespassed finally came. These were placed on the side of me. I wasn't scared. I was impressed that I was in this calm, relaxed state. The moment they began to touch me, chaos ceased. Police arrived. Trespassers were taken away. I went outside the house and evil was being lined up and handcuffed. Order was being restored. This could be the internal revolution. This could be simply when the new financial system comes out, they cause chaos. I remember they told, I'm talking about the ruling elite, the Molochs, they told Benjamin Fulford that we've ruled this planet for thousands of years, we'll destroy it rather than give it up. They're talking about mostly our financial system. He goes on to say, the season of chaos did not last long, just for a short while. I was so glad that through it, all I had this peace that surpasses all understanding, which comes only from the Lord Jesus. Even though this dream about war came on Christmas Day, it was a treasure because I felt so comfortable and secure during the chaos and war. Okay, so this one came on Christmas Day, and then Leslie's came on January the 7th, as in yesterday, Sunday. Now let's go to this one. This is Leslie's. So during praise and worship, she turns to me and she says, I just saw a vision. So we walked up and she gave the vision to church. This was the text of it. So during praise and worship, she said, I had a vision. It is a vision for America. I saw the sea and the waters were calm. In other words, that's where we are now. But there's a big storm brewing. I saw a boat in the sea and the sea was just like glass. The sea was like so clear you could see ahead for many miles. And I heard the Lord say, you must hang on. You must brace yourself because behind the calm is a humongous storm about to hit to disrupt this boat. So there's about to be a storm hit. America, you're on the boat having a good time. The Lord says to brace yourself to hang on because you can either be pushed to safety or you're going to go through this mighty storm. Same thing as the other dream said. A mighty storm, people, I'm serious. A mighty storm so strong you must brace yourself. Are you going to cry out, holy, 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 meaning you turn to Jesus? Who are you going to call on? Where is your faith during this time? You better start building up your faith now, because right now in 2024, the early part of 2024, the atmosphere, the feeling now is just peace and safety. But the atmosphere is about to change. No storm. But it's coming, and it's coming fast, probably before we could even realize that it'll be here. But you've got to be watching for it. You've got to be looking ahead, meaning you really need to be sending this out to your friends. Send this to your pastors. Pastors need to know this. They may not receive it, but at the time comes, when it hits, comes to pass, perhaps they'll then begin to turn and listen to this ministry. I don't know how to emphasize how important it is to build up your faith, to strengthen, to hang on, and together to brace yourself, because if you don't, you're going to go through this storm and it'll tear you up. God can be here with us through the storm. Do you believe that? Of course, the congregation said, amen. Now, you're going to be saying, wait a minute, this doesn't have anything to do with the other storm. Oh, I think it does. So, Miami News says, perhaps you've heard this, rumors of shadow aliens at Bayside Marketplace go viral after a large fight among teens creates chaos. I'm going to play two videos. The first one is of the Miami News, and they're doing everything they can to say, oh, this is not aliens, but they show something walking down there, and that's what I want you to see. And then in the second video, this is guys speaking Spanish, but just ignore that. What I want you to notice is how many police cars there are. And other reports say there were over 50. Other reports say there's over 60 police cars. I don't think if there's a few teenagers fighting, even if they're firing weapons, I don't think there's 50 or 60 police cars goes for that. So do I think that there's an alien in the videos I'm about to show you? Well, the truth is, I don't know, and you don't either. But I'm about to read you something afterwards from Vicki Goforth Parnell that says, the videos now.
No sabemos qué está pasando.
Okay, and now to our number one trending story on CBSMiami.com.
It involves talk of alien sightings at Bayside Marketplace. On New Year's Day, there was a massive police response in downtown Miami. More than 50 young people armed with sticks began fighting. Police say juveniles were also setting off fireworks, causing chaos.
So now people are posting online saying that police weren't there to handle a group of rowdy teens, but rather 8 to 10 feet tall shadowy aliens. Conspiracy theories are saying a big creature could be seen standing in front of the entrance to the shopping area, Bayside. Today, the phrases Miami Mall and Aliens of Miami have been among the top 10 searches on Twitter's trending tab. Twitter, of course, now called X. And Google News even has several reports questioning the event.
Now, let me back up. Back in 1968, this came out, 2001, A Space Odyssey. This is the storyline. 2001 is the story of evolution. Sometime in the distant past, someone or something nudged evolution by placing a monolith on Earth, presumably elsewhere throughout the universe as well. Evolution then, this is going to tie together in just a second, okay? Then enabled human